We're on Yud-Zayin Beis, and we're basically up to the Shinas, where what happens if the first guy is Simech. Right, so let's try it again from there. Let's start again from there. So it's around for those who weren't here, so it's about how many lines down? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. About 9 lines down from the top of the page. Itmar. Haba lismoch pesada meitzer. So in other words, if you are the first person, in other words, the Mishnah discusses if you're the second person. The Mishnah says if you're the second person, you have to be marchik shlosh tefachim. Right? That's what it says in the Mishnah. Pashas is talking about the second person, even though we'll see later where we'll say not so maybe, but that's Pashas. So what happens if you're the first person? Abaya Omer Samech. Abaya says you're allowed to be Samech. Rav Omer Eino Samech. And Rav says you're not allowed to be Samech. Sada Suyida Bayre. So the first Ik of the Omer says, Sada Suyida Bayre, Divya Ko Eino Samech. So here's where we got stuck yesterday. So we wanted to know, why not? So Sandy and I think, we both said the same svara, because you're being mazik the person. You're being, even though you're not mazik the boar, because the boar is not here, but by making my land that is not roy for a boar, is also mazik, because I had the potential to put a boar here. Now, I might not have put the boar there. I might have put the boar somewhere else in my land. But I had the potential to put the boar in this spot in the land. And you took away my potential. So you made my land worth less because it doesn't have the one of its usage. That was what we thought was a very simple svara, that things have value because of their usage. So if you take away one of their usages, then you're making it worth less. So I had a piece of land that I could use whatever.
What does that mean? So which part? Which the
sorry, Shmuel, we can't hear you. To try again.
Connection. Bad connection.
Okay. Can't
hear. I think the problem is, why do you have to connect it to monetary value? Just so you're depriving me of a potential usage of my land.
Well, because we're not sure. We saw from the Gra in the last sugya that at least according to some shitas, the Gra definitely said that according to one shita, the only that this din is a mazik dika din. The Gra said in Sif Yud that the Ramah said there are two dinim. You have to be marchik, and if you're not marchik, then you have to pay. And the Gra said that there are totally zebizah, because the reason why you have to be marchik is because you're a mazik. Therefore, you have to pay. So it's mashma on the Gra that at least according to that daya, if you're not a mazik, then you don't have to pay. You don't have to be marchik. It's one din. They go together. And I'm pretty sure that's what the Gra seemed to say. He says, therefore, I don't remember the Lashon, the Fikach, Lachem, I forgot his Lashon. I actually have a Shulchan Aruch here, maybe. No, wrong sending. But he said, the Fikach, therefore, the Mechaber said you have to pay, that the two dinim are totally zebizah. If you learn that way, remember we wanted to learn that there's a Machlaikis in the according to the Gros, the Machlaikis in the Shulchan Aruch. But according to that Deya, you only Mechuyah de Marchik if you're in the Gather of a Mazik. If you're not in the Mazik, I'm not Mechuyah de Marchik. So you have to say that you're a Mazik. So Pashup Shad is that I mean Mazik, the land. Because by making the land less usable, so that's hurting the value of the land. You're making your property, which you could use, and now you can't use it. That's what, at least I was thinking, that's what Sandy said too.
Yeah, but since you're saying according to the Lashon, that's Eino Asui LeBaros, right?
No, the Gemara is saying, I'm going to buy it. Gemara says, beside the Asui LeBaros, Zeri Ako Eino Saimech. So we want to know, why is Eino Saimech?
Yeah, because that's a common function of the land.
Okay, so it's because you're being Ma'asek the land, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Shaila is the second
lashon. Oh, that's Shaila. Okay,
Can Rebbe hear me now?
Yes.
I was just asking, when Rebbe said that he's being mazik, how is he being mazik, and when is he being mazik? According to Rebbe, he's being mazik by doing what?
I was assuming that pshat is that if sada asoyda virus, and even if sada shena asoyda virus would be the machlekes, I was assuming that pshat is that you're being mazik right now the land. You're not being mazik the bor because the bor is not here. Then whether it's asoyda virus, then whether it's not asoyda virus, what I thought is the bor is not here yet. So you can't tell me you're mazik something that didn't come yet. Can't be mazik something that's not here. So what the good shot is, you're being mazik the land because you're making the land less useful. So if it's according to the first lashon,
what can I do?
If it's according to the first lashon, if it's a sada suyida virus, so that's for sure a hezik because you're making the land, which is supposed to be for virus, unusable for virus in this spot. According to the second lashon, according to if it's the case of Eino Asui virus, so then it's a machlekes Abai and Rava. And Rava holds that even there, you're being mazik the land, because maybe I'm going to want to use the land for virus. That's what I would have said.
Well, I just don't understand. If I don't go to the Mate Star, then that means I have three tefachim away, right? And therefore, I'm when I do mara, it's not affecting the other side. If I go to the Meitzar, then when I dig, what am I doing on my side that's hurting him?
Because I'm sending vibrations into your ground, which is softening your ground, which is making your ground not usable for virus in that spot, those areas.
Oh, where did Rebbe come?
It's not because you're going to cause the other person to be marzik.
What?
That's what I was saying yesterday. I'm saying, where does Rebbe ever see that it's easier now? If I can't, maybe that's softer and I can dig my bar.
No, you can't.
The only thing we see is when a bar is up. So
you can't dig your bar because since it's soft earth, the bar is going to collapse. You can't have a bar when it's third. You need a 6 tefachim from the two baris of in order to have enough strong enough dirt to keep the wall from collapsing. So,
the problem is I have to go back 6 tefachim. The dirt is the problem.
Right,
even if the dirt is no problem, the fact is I have to go back 6 tefachim.
I'm sorry. The point is because the reason you have to go back is not exerus akasav. Pashim shad is because you're being mazik my field. By your digging, you're loosening my ground and making my ground not usable for virus. So if it's a suyida virus, so that's a vadai hezek.
Let's say it was usable, Rebbe.
What? I'm sorry.
Let's say it was usable.
For virus?
I'm so sorry. I'm almost at a good spot. Let's say it was usable for virus. But I have to move back 6. That's not a problem?
No, you wouldn't have to. The only reason, the goof of that the whole reason you have to separate 6 is because it destroys the other bar. So the reason why you have to, that's goof of the reason. It's not exerus acusive. You have to move 3. The reason why you have to move 3 and he moves 3 because less than that destroys the bore because the ground's soft and the bore collapsed. If you're digging in stone, let's say you don't have a dirt field, you have a field of stone, and digging a bore on the border will not loosen the ground on the other side. So it's not a din hezekria. So Pashup Shot, you could dig right on the Maitzar. Because it's not affecting the other person.
Why? Because there's three tvachim of a wall for my bar, the first person.
I'm saying ground is made of steel. The ground is made of steel. It's a metal,
Right.
So I can dig, and I'm going to leave a tefach of space between my bore and your mezar, and that's enough to keep it. That would be enough, very likely, because it's not a xeris that costs him three tefachim. It's three tefachim because that softens the ground. So if it's steel ground and it doesn't get softened, then you could probably build your bore almost up to the mezar. So the
guy could still make a bar. He just has to do it further back.
Right. Yes.
So he loses the use of those three tefachim on the first three tefachim on his side.
Right. I mean, you're hurting. Well, the more they have to move more than three tefachim because the space has.
Because you need six.
Yeah.
So you would have to move. Okay. Isn't that a grumma?
No, because that's what we're saying, that it's not a grumma because I'm
taking up the use
for ground. That's what I was assuming, that I mean mazik the ground. I'm making your ground not usable. Is a hezek. You have something. And now that you have something that could be used for two different purposes. You have a piece of paper. You could use it for different things. Now I go ahead and I spill coffee on it. It's still usable for one thing, but it's no longer usable for writing a letter. So it hurt the value of the paper. Beforehand, it was a paper that I had a choice. I could use it for writing a letter. I could use it for writing my notes of shiur. For notes of shiur, I wouldn't care if there's a little coffee stain. For a letter, I would care. So that paper has more value because it has a dual usage. Now that there's a stain on it, the value of the paper goes down. And when you try to sell it, you'll get less money for the paper because it's worth less because it doesn't have a usage. That's what I thought was Pashup Shot.
What's the machlokes between Abaye and Rava?
No, I don't know. I don't get up to there yet. But I think that's why also the virus, everyone agrees, according to the first Lashon. And Ein Asli Bar Oz Machlokes. So what we said yesterday was that there's a very strange Rabbeinu Gershon. I think it's strange. Rabbeinu Gershon says, Abaye Amar Sameh, hold the A Mazik, let's say, Avera Hashabor, Avara Eno Sameh, and again, Amor Imlok Vaberna Gavero, the Ayaka Kai Osi Lazuke Bay. It's like you will be Mazikim. And then when he says, Soda Suda Biris, says, Shishriko the Biris, the Beta Shalkani, Tibian Kohen Samecha Ina, the boar, the Hovind of Saga the boar, Vada of the boar, Osi Lazuke, you know, Yarchik. So it sounds like Rabbeinu Gershon is not saying that you're being mazik the land now, but you're being mazik the future. You're going to be doing hezek this ma'aseh that you're doing. Osi lazuke, sounds like a real chiddush dika svarin Rabbeinu Gershon that you're not doing hezek now, but in 6 months from now, your ma'aseh now will be transformed into a ma'aseh hezek.
Why can't we say that's depriving him of his rights that he could sell?
It doesn't sound that way. He's not saying I'm hurting the field. It's osi lazuke. I will be mazikil. According to the way I understood it, the pshat is that you are vadai mazik him right now because you're making the land worse, less. You're making the land not as usable. So making the land not as usable is a vadai hezek immediately. I understood hezek has to be immediate. I do something and I mazik your property. I make your property go down in value right now. And right shot is right now your property goes down. But he says the Ozi Lazuke, it's like it will in the future do hasek, which sounds like
like I was saying, it's got nothing mazik, to do with money.
It's not being mazik the ground, it's being mazik the boar. The boar is not here yet. So you're going to be mazik the boar. It's like it's a very strange story that there's you can't do a mice now that will be mazik in the future.
Like could we try to read? Could we try a different reading that fits into Rebbe's pshat?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Maybe he means to say that we have to just change around the pronouns a little bit. The second person is definitely going to put a bar. And at that time, if he puts his bar where he's entitled to, three tfachim away, he'll be mazik, the first guy's bar, ilo yachik, if the second guy is not machik. What that means is, the first guy goes up to the border, that will force the second guy to be machik double. Right. And that's, this land is being damaged right now.
Look at the Rashi before, Rava Amar.
A little bit harder, but I think we could do that also.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Rava Amar, eno saimech. Yeah, let's hear.
Elim ken yarchik kedin. The first one has to be marchik. I forgot the last layer. No, even though the second person isn't there yet. One day the second one's going to come. V'ilo yarchik, and at that time, if he's not marchik, no, v'ilo yarchik hai. If the first one is not marchik, then osi lazuke lay. The second one will be marchik. The first one, when he digs, he's allowed to dig. All pointing to the fact that the second one will have to be marchik. More than he should have to.
And if the first guy won't be marchik, then
the second person will hurt the first one. Obviously, okay, he could avoid that by being marchik.
So the second guy will hurt him. So what do I care?
We do care because what that's going to lead to is the second guy is going to have to be marchik extra.
All right, but he doesn't say that. Okay. It's
more clear in the second one.
No,
it's less unclear.
Okay, I don't know. I will not read it that way. You're changing the subject on me. Okay, I don't know. It sounds to me, I think he's saying a tremendous chiddush, Rabbeinu Gershon, that there's such a thing. It's like if you shoot an arrow and it does hesek in a week, it flies around it flies, and an hour later it does hesek. So that's usher. So building a boar now, which will cause hesek, when you build a boar later, is like shooting an arrow, and that's called the mazik. I'm mazik your future. I'll be mazik your future boar when it comes. This maisa. It being mazik, this mice is usher because it's mazik, the future boar, not before it comes, after it comes, and the mice hezek is only nasa when your boar comes, but I'm not allowed to do something now, which will become a mice avera later. Like it's a mice avera arichta.
Why don't we say that's a grama?
Because I don't know if it's a grama. I mean, you shoot an arrow, and 5 hours later it breaks something. It's
he's definitely going to build a bor. It's a suila boros.
Yeah, so it's not a grama. You know, I shot an arrow, and let's say I shoot an arrow, and when I shot my arrow, your thing wasn't out, but you was asui that you're going to put out your thing, and then the arrow hit it. So probably chai, because when I shot the arrow, I should have known that you are going to put something in the path of that arrow. So that's the same thing. When I built the boar, I should know that you're going to build a boar which will be in the path of my boar. And therefore, I'm being mazik as an iser. I know that's what it sounds to me like Rabbeinu Gershon is saying.
What does Rebbe think? What's the hezek? The tunta? What's the hezek? I just don't see the hezek.
I'm destroying your boar. Your boar can't stand when the ground is soft. So I'm softening the ground around your boar.
Your
boar.
He's not going to dig the boar. There's not going to be a boar there.
He will dig it. Let's say he does dig it.
Rashi. No, if he does, he's just going to be joining his friend's ditch.
He will dig, but then it'll be no good. He's definitely going to dig, and he's gonna get messed up.
He's going to dig further back.
I don't know. It's not what he says.
Again, if he digs three away, what's going to happen?
The
pronouns are switching there. Vade Ovid goes on the second one.
Vasila Azuke
goes on the first one.
Vade Ovid Ebor. Okay. Ovid Ebor. Vade Ovid Ebor. Yeah. Okay. Fine. That's true too. Okay, let me go further. I don't know. Let's continue here. We'll have to get some clarity here. So the Gemara says, again, so if it's a suita virus, Diriako ain't a saime. He pligi besar the she'en asuye. Abaya omer sabach to ain't asuye. But in other words, Pashup Shah, the assumption is it won't be a boar, and therefore there's no hezek. Rava Amar Eino Saimich, the Amar Le, Kehechi da At Imlich, the Kafarta, Anai Nami Mimlich, the Kafarna. Parship Shad, I know, what does that mean, Kehechi? I mean, what do I have to do with you? What does the second guy have to do with the first guy? Just because the first guy is strange, the second guy is going to be strange. What kind of svar is this? Kihechei da'at imlech b'chavarat ananami.
No, it's just... The point is I could change my mind. Whatever, I could make a bird. It's not a suyla bird, but I could do it.
You know, there is a positive shot is it's not because just like you did it, I did it. You see from you that people do such things. I also might do such a thing. Lou Yitzhur, there was some kind of...
The first guy couldn't bring a raya from the second guy. The first guy did it without a raya. He couldn't prove it, he just did it.
Right.
Why did he do it? He felt like it.
The guys in my morning chair wanted to argue that it's mashma from the Gemara, that it's only because there's a svara that somehow or another, since you did it, so that's either a simon or a siba. Either a simon that's done or a siba because of keeping up to the Joneses, then I would do it. But if there wouldn't be that simon siba, then since it's not us in a virus, so listen, one guy's a meshugan us, and there's nothing to do with the other guy. So we wouldn't, even Rava would agree. It's only because, in other words,
Is it mutter or is it aser?
They were saying like this. What would be if the first guy did it because of some freak reason which the second guy does not have? And therefore, there's no dimyun from the first guy to the second guy. The first guy has a special needs where he has a special need for a bar. And the fact that the first guy does it does not indicate anything about the second guy. So they wanted to claim, then Rava would not say, since it's Eino Asei Abayris, so Rava would not claim that you would make a bar. The only reason that Rava claims that you might make a bar is because there's a svara that says, Ki heicha da'at imlech v'chavarta non-namli imlech. Either that's a simon. This and you are Imlech, so obviously it's not so Eino Suyla Baris as we think it is. Or it's a Siba, because people have, like to throw it on Molech, jumping into the hot bathtub. Once you do a crazy thing, then everyone else does a crazy thing. So that's the Shaila. Is this when Rava says it's Svara, is this just a way of speech? of simply verbalizing that it's a possibility that you, that the second guy might build a bor? Or is it a simen siva, why there's a greater probability why he might build? Now, you people hear the question.
Yep.
What would be the din? What would be the din if he did not, if he didn't have this simen siva?
Oh,
what would be the din? Is he allowed to dig a bor or not?
That's the shaita. According to the simple reading of the Gemara, the Rava is saying, Eino Saimich, so there's always a possibility that the second guy might want to build. Why? Because you never know. Second guy might be, there are crazy people in the world. Second guy might want to, if there's Eino Saimich, second guy might want to build a bar. But according
to the Lashon sounds like it's a pretty valid diuk. Otherwise, Rava has a lot of extra words there.
It's just a way of verbalizing that. Listen, he wants that there are crazy people in the world, and you never know. He says, look, you did it, so you see, there's crazy people, you know.
So
it's a way of a verbal communicating the message that it's a possibility.
No, but let's say like the morning shear. Let's say like the Simon Siba Svara. So the Simon Siva Svara is saying that the reason the second guy could decide to put a bar there is only because the first guy put a bar there.
And if not for that, since it's Eino Saimich Baris, we would be allowed to assume that we would rely on a rive.
It's a rive. That's why I want it's not that it's usher. Eino Saimich doesn't mean it's usher. It just means it's not.
The first guy did it, even though it's Eino Saimich. But it's now there's a rive that people don't do it. So the question is, Rava is saying, even though you have this rive, there's an Isner Masik. So is Rava saying, because fort is a possibility, and that there's a Masik because there's a possibility? Or is Rava saying, I don't grant that there's such a rive, because the fact that you built is Megareya, the rive, is either because it's a Simon or a Siva. That detracts from the rive. That was the.
If it's for a crazy case, why does that detract from the rive? It's a special case. The rive still says he won't.
It would be a special case, and it wouldn't detract from the rive. And the Gemara is talking about a normal case. Gemara is talking, there is no special case. I just say I'm trying to make a nafkamina that Lu Yitzur you had a special case. Where, you know, obviously it's not the normal thing. In the Parshat Shabbat, there's no special case. There's no difference between the second and the first.
Theoretically, we could say that the first one, let's say, is a Sade Hasui Al Baro, so base a Baal, and the second guy is a base HaShalach, and I don't know if we can have it, you know, one near each other, but if you could, that would be a case.
Right, okay, that's great. And then you would have a good question. Why the Gemara use this expression, Gehechi, where it's not, it doesn't apply in those cases, right? So you would... Okay, I don't know. But it could be that is not a normal thing because the base of Baal, base of Shachar is based basically on whether there's rain or no rain. I don't know what it is. It's based on river.
I'm not sure it's possible.
It's a bar metzra, so he's the same piece of land.
Okay, well, I'm saying one person has the river next to his and the other guy doesn't because then in the river it makes you don't need to. Okay,
no, that just done. Allows her to be a base Ashlochin.
Then click add extension to continue.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to get a hookup to Shemayim. Okay, I don't know. Anyway, that was a shot that they asked in my share. We're going to run out of my share because my share is now doing Divrei Nevi'ahs. We're doing my Agadah to sing it. But the mice, it's an interesting shot. The shot is whether Rava, Sara, and then we have a nafkamina really. When Rava says in the first lashon, it's a nafkamina in the first lashon, but we don't pass like the first lashon. So let's keep on going. In the first lashon, that Rava is Eino Saimich, because he says, just like you, I would do it too. So Sandy is a good example. That's a simplest example. Lu Yitzur, the first guy's sada is a type of field that needs it, and the second sada doesn't need it. So you don't have that svara. So then, would Rava also say is din? Okay, let's go further. Ika the Amri, It is different ika de amri, right? There's, in other words, this is that there is the same basic machlokes Abaye and Rava. Abaye said Saimech and Rava said Eina Saimech, but the cases are different. Ika de amri besada Eina Suda Bayres Tiriako. Sorry, Ika de amri besada Eina Suda Bayres Tiriako Saimech. But you said there was a machlokes. No. Everybody agrees over there that you could be Saimech. Because since it's Eina Suda Bayres, we don't have to suspect the guy's going to be Gabar. Ki pligi b'sada Suda Bayres. Abaye Omer Saimech. Why? Fila Rabban Adar Marchikim Esayirim in Abor Hashem V'chamesh Amo. Because the movie in the coin, not the east of the board, because there you're being mazik the board. That's the board, because the hezek is, like we were saying before, the hezek's on the board, not on the land. And the board is not here yet. So there's no hezek to something that's not here. So there, Rabbiya says, even though it's a suya the virus, you give me saimech. Because there's nothing here yet. The Rabba Amar Eina Saimech. Fear the Rabbi Yais, never said, Chardo Shal Zechar Shen Shalom. So, Haini Mi Hosan, the Indian, the Konot, the Nesan Ishrasha, the Malay Bor. Abba Chomene, Komar Amar, Komar Kese, Marfanena Aru. In other words, it's Gira Dilei. Hi, what does Rabba do with the Taina that the Bor is not here yet? Okay, doesn't Gaira say Taina? We don't know. I would have said to answer it because you're mazik the land, but I don't seem that way. Don't know. Let's see Rashi.
Isn't that what Tysus was explaining before? Mm-hmm. Why it can't be Saimech?
Well, I don't know. I'm not familiar what you're referring to. What
the Tysus that said that with the water, so it's going to come out later that he's being mazik.
First of all, you're in Tysus. We're not in Tysus. You're in Tysus, and I'm in Aleph. That's Ashver Tysus. We're learning the Gemara. Right, so we're Pasha learned the Gemara and the Pashas. The Pasha, even time isn't his Havamina, learned the Gemara and the Pashas has nothing to do with the water. And let's try and learn the Pasha Pshat. Pasha Pshat is the Hezek is Abaye, Rava says, Komara Amara, not the water. I don't know Pshat and Tysus. It's a very Shver Tysus, how that Tysus works. But Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is the Hezek is the digging. Taivis also would have learned that way in the Gemara, except for the Stira from later. Okay, let's see to Rashi. The many people, like we saw the Maram said, that Rashi Kufa learns that the Hezek is the digging, not the water. The other Rishonim learned that Hezek is the digging, not the water. So I know, at this point, let's just learn, like Rashi supposedly, like the Ramban, and like Taifa says, Havamina, that the Hezek is the digging. Okay, Abol, Ismo, Boiro, Tzchila, Pitzad, Amezar, Ulechavero, Ein Shambar. Okay, so just, there's nothing wrong except that it's redundant. The Rashi's Lashon here, I don't know, every Rashi is a little, just doesn't sound like Rashi. I know, just, I made that comment a few times already. No, isn't that redundant? So that's what tchila means. You're saying the same thing twice. It just doesn't sound like something Rashi would have done. But okay, obviously, maybe Rashi did do it here. I don't know. Boro tchila. These are say a bar is what bar tchila tzad amezer, or bar tzad amezer chavero ain't shambor. But the Well, and an angel, it sounds just redundant. It sounds like
maybe, I mean, it's a little bit of a dre, but we said before, what if they come at the same time? If they both come at the same time, you could think that tchila means the guy who's stuck in the shovel first. So he's saying, no, it's talking about a case where the other bar didn't exist at all.
Okay, so Rashi should leave out the word tchila. Bar is not bairo. It's not a mezer, chavero, ancient bar. See, it works. It reads, it's saying it's like, it just sounds like he's saying it twice. I don't know. One of them should have been enough. Whichever one you like. Okay, I'll see you the virus. Kigain beis ha-shalchin, shitzricho la-hashkos tader. Beis ha-shalchin needs la-hashkos tader. Okay. Vila rabbanan da-amri. This is in the second lashon that Abaya says Saimech, even though it's also the virus. So I feel about Abaya, the Shemine, Adam Sarek Lahak, Niklas Batok Shalom, Kidei Shalom, Yasek Es Chavero. Below Arena Zechai Batok Shalom, Vizen Night Batok Shalom. That's because over there, when you plant, there is a boar. But Hacha, when you dug, there's no boar. And Rabbi Yosei says, even over there, less than a shroshim. And a slave, and she's pashu, a shim, a chamesh amma, via zikos, kosi, a boar. So it's not gira delay. But here, Marfa's lake, shehi. Mar edes v'nada machmas hamaka. It shakes. It shakes machmas hamaka. I don't really know that that's the point. It shakes. I mean, I don't know. The shaking and the nada is the is not the result. The action. Okay. What? The emphasis should be on the result, not the maisa. The fact that the ground shakes is not relevant. It's that what happens after it shakes that it becomes soft.
That's the nada, maybe. The ground moves. That's how, in other words, it's the consistency of the ground is broken up. Nada is the pieces or the dirt moves around.
Okay,
so that's what makes it soft.
If you would have asked me, Marfus is a clear.
Shakes. If you take a clump of dirt and you shake it,
but Marfus, that's what it
breaks
means.
Up.
Marfus means it's
that
soft.
That makes it soft.
Yeah, and so it's like almost like Rashi. The Gemara's lashon sounded almost better than what Rashi says. Marfus means it makes it soft. That it moves is not really relevant. Okay. I don't know. I'm just opening. Okay. Let me look at the Rabbeinu Gershon. I always like reading Rabbeinu Gershon. So we have this machlokes, two different shyness. And it seems that they pass in like the second lashon. We'll have to see. The question is why they pass like the second lashon. So I think that the general rule, no? That the Rambam always passes like the second lashon. Anyone know their? I think that's the rule in Shas.
That seems to be a rule.
I think that's not everyone agrees to that rule, but the certain people have such a rule that we pass in like the second when there's an ik of the amre, we pass in like the second the ik of the amre. Oh, okay, that seems to be. They're obviously not people that do the other way. We'll see, but I think so. Okay, let's see Rabbeinu Gershon. Abba Lismoch Tzad HaMeitzer. Person comes to be Simech Tzad HaMeitzer. Kleimar. Shimroitza echo lak for bairo, samach with sada chavero, hapinuya mi bairis. He wants to make it right next to the field, which doesn't have any bairis.
Maybe Rashi, maybe Rashi's lashon before was that even if he has one three away, this wouldn't be the case. Meaning, not shot that he has one there before at the Meitzar, but he has nothing there, even three away. That's what we're talking about.
Who are you making a dig in, Rashi?
I'm just going back to that first Rashi that Rebbe read. I'm just saying is that we're saying it's penuy, it's mamish, nothing there. It's not shot that the guy has one, let's say, six tefachim away.
Why would I hear what you're saying, but is there any does that sound misstarring? Like Adarab, if anything, it should be more mutter to build a boar. If the guy has six tzvachim away, he's probably not building another boar on the Meitzar. It should be more reason to be matter.
I'm saying because then it's that's the halachas of the Mishnah. We're just trying to bring the Itmar. The Itmar is a new chiddush in Dinei Meitzar. If we're talking about where the guy already has a boar there, then bringing it close or not is really subject to the Mishnah. We're just trying to say that once the zero there, mamish zero, not partial there or further away there, that's be penuya, then it's an itmar.
And what difference, something, why would that make for a difference? And if it would be in someone else there, it would be more mutter or more usser, or just irrelevant?
Irrelevant.
So then why would Rashi bother making the case?
We're trying to figure why is it not in the Mishnah? Itmar, they're coming along like a new case, right? What do you mean? It should be in the Mishnah. The answer is the Mishnah is talking about where once there's three away, right, or there's a din of three away, so then we know that person can't be soymich to that person.
I say the Gemara is going to say the Mishnah when they do a bevasachas, and they
I don't know about both
have to be marchig according to Abaye at least.
Thing that there's a din of Pnuya and Gansen. That's what Itmar is talking about. If the guy has three with it, maybe a buy and rub, we're not talking about that case. That wouldn't be called Tchila. If the guy is three away, let's say guy has, let's say, 4 feet away, and now the guy wants to go to the Meitzar, is that called Tchila? Would that be the Itmar a buy and rubber? The guy's four amas away with a bar. Now the guy says, who could go first to the Meitzar? Is that what they're talking about? Or they're talking about no, mamish, nobody has anything in that on either side. Ain shom bar. That's Rashi's lashon. About the boy tchil b'tzav and meitzar chaver. Ain shom bar. Or ain shom bar is in right. That's the same lashon here. Klamishim.
Penuyim
mi boyres. Penuyim mi boyres. Not even 4 feet away. Penuyim mi boyres. It doesn't say at the meitzar.
I mean, Rebbe's kasha about why would Rashi make such a case? Why does Rabbeinu Gersha make such a case?
Why did Rabbeinu Gersha make such a case? I don't know.
Say whatever Rabbeinu Gersha meant, maybe Rashi meant that.
I don't know who said Rabbeinu Gersha meant anything. I don't know. I'm just going to read Rabbeinu Gersha again. In other words, what Rabbeinu Gershom is bothered by, that's why he says Kleimar, it just says a bigging sum b'tzad ha-meitzar. It doesn't say that the other guy doesn't have a boar. So the Gemara left out the main point. The main point is that you were first and the other guy doesn't have a boar. So that's missing in the Gemara. It just says you want to be samech on the Meitzar, but you can't be samech on the Meitzar. Mishnah said you have to be marchik. Oh, because we're talking about Gabriel, the other guy doesn't have a boar, but it doesn't say that.
What does tequila mean? That was Rabbi's kasha before. Yeah, tequila means.
I'm saying I'm not arguing. I'm just saying this is what Rabbeinu Gershon was saying. Why he had to say Kleimar. The Gemara says Habol Lisma Pitzad Ameitzar. The Gemara doesn't say that the other guy doesn't have a boar yet. So that he says Kleimar Shemreitza Echo Nachvor Bibor Asad Asad Chaveiro, which is Pondoi the Boiris. And what it means is Habor Nisbach Litzad HaMeitzar, because he feels that he can do that because he don't have a bar yet. So the Rabbeinu Gershon is sticking in Kalimar Panuya Mi Virus. And Rashi sticks in Tchina.
I was just saying that L'chair, there's no reason for Abaye and Rav if I have the Mishnah. What is Abaye and Rav? Where do they come in if you have the Mishnah? L'chair, everything should be worked out of the Mishnah itself. I'm just saying is that if there's Taka Bar there, then it's Taka. Abaye and Rav wouldn't talk, even if it's further away. That's the rules of the Mishnah. It's only talking about Mamish, there's nothing around.
Okay, I hear, but that's I don't know. They're radical. It's radical chidushim. Okay. Anyway, let's continue. Shem writes a bar lizbok asad amazin. Shem writes a chalaf for a bar asad asad chavero. Hapone mi virus. Okay. You see, I'm not really trying to yourself, Shmuel. It's a different point. Just somehow or another, it sounds like Rashi is better. In other words, Rabbeinu Gershon is bothered by the problem. It left out the Mikra thwart. It left out the fact that the other guy doesn't have a bore yet. So he says, Kleimar, that you want to be Samach L'Sadeh Chavero, which happens to be Panim Mitzvah virus. I left it out. And the way Rashi's saying it, it didn't really leave it out, because Habor Lismok B'Tzadeh Meitzer means I'm trying to chap. That's what Lismok means. I want to go first. I want to grab the Tzadeh Meitzer. So I'm trying to grab that. So that's by definition, because you're not there yet. If you would be there, then no one could dig a bore there. I mean, the ground's going to be soft. So he's Bar Lismok. He's trying to be the first. He's coming to be the first person. That's what a Bar Lismok means. He's coming to chap. He's coming to. So it's a little bit more in the lashon. He's coming to be the first. He's coming to grab.
Coming to be the first one at the Meitzar, as opposed to the first one Stamazoy.
He's coming to grab the Meitzar. There's an implication that the other guy's not there yet, because that means that he's coming to be summoned to the Meitzar. That means there's no one else is summoned to the Meitzar.
He's saying that the Shaila Bayan Rava would be, if this the first guy was six tefachim away, it would still be a Shaila.
That's something else. That's a technical thing that we have a
person. You're kind of grabbing the Meitzar. I want to know who could grab the Meitzar.
I'm changing the topic. I know that's what you said before. I'm just saying
the Nafkamina according to Rebbe. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying that it could be that Rashi. They sound like a little different way Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershon say it in the words of the Gemara. So it could be that Rashi, they're both bothered by the same problem. It doesn't say that the other guy doesn't have a boar. So the Rabbeinu Gershon sticks it in, Kleimar, that the other guy doesn't have a boar. And maybe Rashi, that's what Lismoch means. Lismoch means I'm trying to chap it. I'm grabbing the Meitzar. I'm staking out the Meitzar. So I'm coming to take the Meitzar Tchila. So that means by definition that you don't have a boar. I think I can hear that a little bit. A person is coming to get the Meitzar. There's only one Meitzar. So whoever gets it first, that means he's first. So it doesn't, you don't have to, it's a little better. If you want to get really, really kvetchy, Rashi doesn't say Kleimar, and Rabbeinu Gershon says Kleimar, because Rashi Pshat is a little bit better in the.
In the word Habal.
It was necessary for a Kleimar, because he's not adding that that's what it means. You can boil this smoke, but you came first. Okay. Anyway, I don't know. That's just language. So Klamer Shim wrote the Chana for Barasan and Sada Chavera. Hapnuya mi Baris. Abayam where Sai may be San Mamish Bilar Chaka. Ho of Eno Mazik Lavero. Because right now you're not Mazik. Then I said Chavero. But Hash Tabor. Rav Amar Eno Sai may. And again, you're Archid Gudim. Abagad the last you know, even though you don't have a board now, so I'm not Mazik anything. Aim board, there's a possibility in the Kvachofer Namechavero. Be'ilo Yarchik, hi, and if the first guy won't be Marchik, Ozil Azukele, which seems to the simple reading, I don't want us to read it differently, but the simple reading, I'll come to be Mazik your board in the future. Ozil Azukele, I'll be Mazik that board. So that's the Boris, we got the Boris, the Mason Shalchini. You see that at the Chavero, interesting, Sandy, no? That's your Le Chavero. No? You don't see in the Rabbeinu Gershom, there's the word Le Chavero in brackets. The implication is that only Chavero is, you know, we were clearing, can it be a space on Shalchin for one person without the other? Right? You know, that was, we said that it could be that that's not a normal possibility. But he Guba makes Beis HaShalchin HaChavero means that there's, you know, that makes it sound like that in theory there is such a thing and you can have it. We don't, it's not everything's Beis HaShalchin. It's just Chavero. You know, we focus on Chavero's field. It's not all the fields are the same. The Shaila is it's Chavero. The Chavero's field is the Beis HaShalchin. Your field is not relevant. And your field doesn't have to be a base of Shalchin. And that's why, you know, there's the gears of the Chavero, you know, we especially where, you know, with this Hashkafa that we read the brackets, because that's the old gears, though, that means that what Zguba is saying, that it's Shayach such as Nitzias that one field is base of Shalchin and one isn't. And what the Rabbeinu Gershon is saying is, we don't care about the other guys, the person who dug the boards failed. We only care about the second guy's field.
So then why is Rava saying, you know, just like you were, you changed your mind?
That's just a way of speech.
Okay.
In other words, but the language of the Chavero is Gupa Mashma, that only his field is, it could be. In other words, it doesn't have to be, but there are cases where only his field is the base of Shalchim, because it is really being very meduyak. We're not, when we say that by a Masuda Boris, we're only looking at the neighbor. We're not looking at yours. Your field, whether it's your field is also the Boris or not, is irrelevant. The only thing that's relevant is you mavic the second person, is whether the second guy's also the Boris. So that's why he says the Chavero, because that's the only thing that's relevant.
Rebbe's reading the parentheses. I thought we read the brackets and not the parentheses.
Yes, but I said an apikaristic hashkafa, not an apikaristic, but a radical hashkafa to my father, not to Rosh Hashiva. I admit Rosh Hashiva, and I never heard Rosh Hashiva say such a hashkafa. But my father said he learned it from his rabbeim. So I assume there's also a good rabbeim that he said as follows, that brackets means that was the old gerasa. And someone took it out. Parentheses means someone stuck it in. So obviously, what you said, Gedaya, is correct, that there's a reason why they took it out, and there's a reason they took out the brackets, and the parentheses, and they put in the brackets, and therefore you should read it like that, taking out the circle, the bracket, the parentheses, and reading the brackets, because that was whoever the gadol, the printer, whoever edited it, that was his das, and it reads better that way. But my father said that his rebbeim taught him that pumfaket. You see that the original gersa in the ksav yads that the printer had was that this word was there, if it's in brackets, if it's in parentheses. And he did have the word that's in brackets. So, okay, so Mr. Magia and then the printing press decided to fix it up to make it easier to read. So some of the guy was a Talmud Chacham. They had a Talmud Chacham working there. Okay, but the Maisa, that's not the original Gersa. So my father said that his Rebbeim taught him that you should always try and figure out the original Gerza. So, you know, just the opposite. So skip the brackets and read the parentheses. So I would say
that. Does that apply to Rabbeinu Gershom also?
He said it applies to everything. So so I would say they're both right. If you want to know the simple shot, you skip the bracket, the parentheses, and read the brackets. Because obviously the Talmud Chacham, who was getting simple shots, that's why he did it. But if you're interested in what was the original, you know, like you know, the original Ksav Yad, which was maybe, maybe they Ksav Yad had it right, you know. Like why would there be an extra word of Chavero on the Ksav Yad? You know?
Rabbi, if you look at the two Rabbeinu Gershoms later, when it says base Habal, it doesn't say L'chaveroi. So maybe that's what he knew. It's just say the same lundas, right? If it's okay. L'chaveroi, it's L'chaveroi there.
Yeah, maybe, but I don't know if he has to say it all the time. But, you know, I don't know if it's a gotcha.
Anyway, Rabbi, let's say, wouldn't it be obvious that we only care about the second guy's side?
Isn't that obvious
from the reason?
Yes,
so it doesn't have to say the word chaveroi. We would know it anyway.
And it might be, but we were questioning what happens if there's a mitzias and one can have without the other. So if there is, so we thought that maybe there's no such mitzias because the two grounds are in the same, you know, same area. But if there is such a mitzias, so he's being meduyah because the Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara says, hey, the Gemara makes the bar, so the Rabbeinu Gershon is being very, you know, being very medayik in his lashon, and he should be misled. The Gemara is talking about what the first guy is doing. And the Gemara says, Sada Asuya Bairis. So, and the language of the Gemara is Mahashmas going on the first guy. So it's not surely not schwer for Rabbeinu Gershon to clarify. Based on what you said, that in Svara, that we don't really care about the first guy, we only care about the second guy.
So he's really just saying l'chaveroi for the Svara, but not right. For the Metzias. Meaning,
but
what Rebbe's trying to say is l'chaveroi shows that the Metzias is half and half.
And Metzias is that it was possible to have a different Metzias, because if the Metzias was impossible to be half and half, then there would be no reason for him to say the chavero. In other words, Rabbeinu Gershom wrote the chavero because he was worried that someone would make a mistake and think that you read the Gemara in the Stima. The Gemara is talking about you need Beis HaShalchin for both of them, or for the first guy. Or for both.
But that's a half a minute.
The Metzias is that by definition they both have to be the same. So there's no mistake because that's what it means. It's the first and second guy are all the same. So the fact that Rabbeinu
they're the same, but what's the reason? They might be the same.
That's already not. I'm not. You say that he wrote it for Lumdis, not for Metzias.
He wrote it for the what's the svara of the Gemara?
For the din, because a person would make the wrong din. If he didn't write that, you would think
right.
that means that there's a case where this first guy is a case that one's a Beis HaShalach and one isn't. If there's no such case, then the Rabbeinu Gershon did not have to write it because there's no room for error because there's no such case. He's not writing it.
There's no such case. They both have the same thing, but the reasoning is because you might think that the reason is because you pay attention to the first guy.
Okay,
who do you pay attention to?
Okay, I'm not. Okay, I hear, and I'm not obligated to agree with you. I'm a very stubborn person.
Okay, but you hear. Okay.
I don't think Rashi's coming. The Garbage is coming for the Lumdas. You're saying he's coming for the Lumdas. I think the Pachim Shad is coming for the Metzias. That he's worried about to make sure you get the right case, not because you might have the wrong Lumdas, and that they won't make any mistake. There's no room for a mistake, but you'll mistake the Havana. I'm not. I think that's a little not so common. Pashup shot is you think you'll make a mistake in the case. That you'll think that the case is based on Shalchin for both or for the first guy. He says, no, based on Shalchin is for the second guy. So he's worried he's correcting the case, which means that you could have a case where one guy's based on Shalchin and one isn't. That sounds like that's the, I think, the Parshup shot. All assuming that you read that Gersa. Okay. All right. I ran out of time. Let me just keep on reading them. Keep this other chain of the virus, the base of Bali. Then they called off the in and it's a boar, Misham Hoki Marka Kofayama. King of the lady, the short mother in the boar, Abba Hoko, Time, the Tony, the mates are. The Kemetz are Samach. I know there's something mixed up there. Arosa look for Samach and Mates are. He fixes up the Gerasa. Samach, which from the Indica Copper, less than the boar, the higher. Less than a shrine, he shite the mar for the ara. The Kibinda, the Mipra boar, Yipo offer Misaiko. Okay. All right. Let's stop here. So I would like to look up a little bit in the Mugei Yosef, just in what the Havanas are. But okay, we'll stop. I do have to do a little research.